Chapter 1. Acknowledge the Drift. Summary. As with the riptide in the ocean, a lot of people later in life feel as if they're being dragged out into the ocean. This riptide carries them further from how these people believed their lives would be at a certain stage. They are like victims of the drift. There are 4 reasons for this drifting. 1. Unawareness. 2. Distraction. 3. Feeling overwhelmed. 4. Deception. The 5 most detrimental consequences. 1. Pain. 2. Confusion. 3. Expense. 4. Lost opportunity. 5. Regrets. When the authors refer to the drift, they are referring to a life that is lived passively. This book aims to teach people to live according to a specific life plan. This life plan requires us to be proactive. Core concepts. Allowing ourselves to drift comes with certain consequences. The most frightening aspect is that these consequences do not end with us, but filter down towards those we love as well as those who count on us. The book revolves around 3 goals, which are 1. Becoming aware of where we currently are, 2. Deciding where we want to go, and 3. Starting work to get to the destination. These are important and must be done. Chapter 2. Understand the Mission. Summary. It is Benjamin Franklin who is often seen as the very first life planner. When he was 20-something, around 1730, he famously outlined a specific plan for his self-improvement. He listed 13 virtues that he wished to espouse. A life plan should be a shorter document, around 15 pages or less. Don't allow the brevity to fool you. In fact, the 10 Commandments, the Sermon on the Mount, the Magna Carta, the Edict of Milan, Luther's 95 Theses, the Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the Emancipation Proclamation, and more documents all contained less than 5,000 words.